Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Joining us in the studio is Renaissance man James Colbeck with lots on the go. You like that?
Oh, you took me. Totally.
Well, there you go. Because you do so much. You do so much, James.
People have called me a lot of things, but never a Renaissance.
There you go. Because you've got an exhibit that is on. Is it on now at Stratford Public Library?
Now. It's been on for a week, and it's absolutely blown away for the opportunity to have it at the Stratford Public Library in the auditorium. A marvelous space, because when you walk in, boom, there is the exhibit. And the way David Beatty, who's helped me on my novels, helped along with a few ideas as well, how to present it more effectively and with the impact. And you go clockwise, which is a bit different when you walk into that room. You walk in, normally you look to the right, Jamie, and then start around. But it's good to turn left and follow the not so obvious arrow.
Yeah, and it is your work that is on display, the illustrations, if you will.
The illustrations from the three books that I've produced with the two pigs, Percy Pierpont, the investigative reporter, and Hoagie Truffles, his cousin and photographer, who travel the world for their special stories because they're always way ahead of everybody else with these award-winning, highly acclaimed piece of writing and presentation.
Oh, fantastic. So, again, the display is happening now. It's part of the Community Art Exhibit featuring illustrations by James Colbeck, again, from the trilogy. So the showcase is on now through till May 22nd. What's the response been like to the exhibit?
Well, people are surprised. Because people who have heard about the books, The Great Peanut Caper, The Decathlon, and the final one that came out in October, The Imposter, don't look inside the covers, I've noticed, out at the market when they're considering. They look at the cover only, and I guess I haven't designed them as well as I might have to draw people in. And I've got a little card on the table which says, samples only. Feel free to look inside, and the illustrations, which have taken years to produce since the books got started, humbly back in Nova Scotia, just brightened things up. And those who have gone inside and those who have seen the illustrations, you did these?
Yeah.
And that you were in the Army? What's that about?
Wrote and illustrated, like the whole package kind of thing.
Yeah,
too,
it's grown and grown. And I didn't, as I think I've shared with you before, Jamie, I never expected to be writing a book. I was just taking a little story that my late wife, Shirley, in Nova Scotia, had started for our son, who was 7 at the time. Well, he's 53 now, and he's been pushing me to get the second one on earlier because it was a comic strip. And through the years, and that was back 1977 when I discovered that story. And the first illustration, which appears, you know, in a photograph these days, was the first one with the elephants and the little mouse. That was what Shirley was writing about. And it's just, you know, as time allowed. But I will say this, most of those illustrations that people will see have been created here in Stratford since Laurie and I, my wife, returned from 30 years in Nova Scotia. And as the second book grew and the third book. But the first one, and I owe so much to Romeo Public School, for example, because they allowed me to come at that particular time and read that book and share the illustrations I had for reaction from the kids who told me this, that, and the other, and how flat some of the characterizations were, you know, which, you know, if you're going to be a writer, you go to your audience and find out where your
strengths
are.
Take the critique, yeah.
If any. But it really has evolved. And I never expected to have this exhibit. But then finally, the other day, well, just a few months ago, I heard about the program and thought, well, what the heck? when are these ever going to be seen if people don't open the books?
And we will enjoy the community art exhibit. It is on now, featuring the illustrations of James Kaulbach, again, working with Stratford Public Library. It is there at the location. We'll share all the details available for you on our socials and with mystratfordnow.com. Do check that out. Amazing illustrations. And James, I'm sure there's more projects down the road.
Well, I want to add this, if I may, Jamie, that they're in black and white. That's a main feature about this exhibit. They're all in black and white. There's no color. And I'm not as great as I'd like to be with color or confident with it. But my wife, Laurie, was the one who really encouraged me to go with that strength, which I had demonstrated earlier in a number of other projects. And so that's what one will see is an exhibit in black and white, where the detail comes out very strongly. Mm-hmm. And I asked kids at Hickson Public School, when they had an independent readers group who read The Great Peanut Caper, and invited me to come out and hear what they had to say. Well, you can imagine how concerned I was about what they were going to say. Well, I walked out of there floating, because they were just over the top, and they later did a stop-action plasticine version of the book, which they sent me the video of. But I asked them at that time, because I was concerned, the kids do like to have color, I said, should I have done these illustrations in color for that book? And said, no, we provide the color. These are just right. Thank you very much.
There
so
you go.
That was further encouragement.
Yeah, exactly.
That. That meant so much, and it will mean so much when people see these illustrations
and
the dynamics and energy and emotion that's in them.
And do check it out at Stratford Public Library. There you go. James Kaulbach. James, congratulations on the exhibit.
Well, thank you, Jamie. Very special. Thanks for the invite.